I cannot stop life or its goodness. I can only quietly let its ecstasy be revealed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I cannot stop life or its goodness. I can only quietly let its ecstasy be revealed. No matter what we do, the goodness of life is always being itself. No matter what we do, the goodness of life is always shining forth. The goodness of life is always out everywhere. We can try to find its opposite. We can try to find the badness of life, but it's just not there. It's just not there at all because we cannot find it. And because we cannot find it, we do not have it in our world. It is not our reality. Anything that is not goodness is not our reality. Goodness is our reality. I can only quietly let its ecstasy be revealed, because that's what happens to me, and that's what happens to all of us as we live our life. We quietly let the ecstasy of goodness reveal itself on every side. We let every person we meet, we let every circumstance that comes into our world be that of goodness, because it has the possibility of being not good or good. And the not goodness is not the immortality of it. The goodness is the reality, the immortality, that which lasts forever, that which goes on and on and on. A happy song goes on and on and on. A sad song, people try to shy away from. You know, these songs that they sometimes sing, saying, "I'm a lonely cowboy," or "I'm unhappy," or "I miss your love." The things that are being sad about are the very things that everyone else finds being glad about. Everyone else finds being fantastic and marvelous and joyful and wonderful. Everyone else finds to be something so fantastic, so desirable, that they quietly, in ecstasy, let it be revealed in their life. Most people on the face of the earth are happy people. I would say the very small minority appear to be unhappy, but they're not really unhappy. They're just not aware of their happiness at that moment. And that can happen to all of us if we allow it to happen. And it could become a habit if we allow that to happen. Too often we let things become habits in our life, and as they become habits in our life, they become something we really don't want. And yet, we allow ourselves to let that condition come and come and come. Now, we've seen movies and shows of people who are hit on the head and all of a sudden they become very brilliant. They have some sort of a shock and all of a sudden they become very brilliant. They have some situation that happens in their life and an unaware intelligence shines forth from them and they don't know that it's even happening. It's just their nature. They just know. They know that they know that they know. Now, they've attempted to make it a silliness and say that that's just not always true, that that's just something that happens that might happen, and even then, they don't know that it happens. But what about these absolutely brilliant people, these absolutely magnificent people, these people who have wisdom beyond all imagination? How does it happen to them? Why does it happen to them? Why doesn't it happen to more people? We say, well, we have to go to school to learn. We have to go to school to learn all of these wonderful things. We have to have the knowledge poured into us. And yet, that is not really the teaching tool. We have found that the teaching tool is the excitement about anything in life. When you get excited about something in life, you learn it and it becomes yours. And you don't really learn it. What to learn merely means to reveal what you already know within yourself, to reveal that which already exists inside of yourself. I cannot stop life or its goodness. It just blossoms forth and bubbles forth and is throughout everyone and everything. I can only quietly let life's goodness, its ecstasy, be revealed. And when I say to be revealed, it's already there. It's just to be revealed. It's not something new I'm putting on. It's not something new I'm aware of. But it's already there, and it already was there. We look at people who are geniuses in many fields, and we delight in thinking about them. And we think how fortunate they are. How strange and how glorious it is that these people are geniuses. And then we find, as time goes on, what was once thought to be a genius is common knowledge. What was once thought to be something that no one could understand, everyone understands. We could look back into historic time, and sometimes even 20, 40 years, that's not too long. We look back into that time span, and what do we see? We see the development of cars, we see the development of airplanes, we see the development of rockets, we see the development of telephones, we see the development and we see the development of computers, we see the development of computerized living. We think robots are unusual, and yet today Google is making robot cars so safe, so wonderful on the road, that it's unbelievable. And there's going to take a little snap. There's going to take a little, I know it, from not knowing it to knowing it, to not having robot-driven cars to having robot-driven cars. You say, well, what's so wonderful about that? Well, every little step in awareness reveals the goodness that's all about us. Oh, we find the robot car to be exciting, but what will be exciting too will be the fact that our mind will drive the car. Our mind will operate and direct the car. Our mind will do these things, which it already is. And as we are aware of that, we're revealing that. And as we reveal that, we think, isn't that exciting? Wow, that is so exciting. That is so marvelous. That's so outstanding. That's so wow. And yes, today we have wows that yesterday were believed to be totally impossible. And yesterday we had wows that had been unbelievable only a short time before that. Because the wow life, the wow living, the ecstasy of being revealed is always there. It's always waiting upon us. It's always our experience if we want it. For the moment we can start saying to ourselves, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know I am oneness as all. I know that I know that I know I am the infinite knowledge of the universe. And then the ecstasy of that knowledge reveals itself to us, and we say, wow, oh, what an exciting adventure. What a wonderful adventure. What a beautiful thing to happen. Could anything ever be so grand? And truly, everything is so grand. Because I can only quietly let ecstasy be revealed. And as I let its ecstasy be revealed, I am thrilled to my toes, and I am happy always, because I cannot stop life or its goodness, because its ecstasy always is there, shining forth, revealing itself in and through my life, my world, and the universe. And so it is, and so it will always be.